The United States stepped in to defuse escalating tensions between Pakistan and India after an Indian missile strike on Pakistan's Nurkhan Airbase in Rawalpindi raised fears of a potential nuclear escalation, The New York Times reported on Saturday. While Vance initially remarked in a May 8 interview with Fox News that the conflict was fundamentally none of our business, the situation changed rapidly as intelligence indicated that Pakistani and Indian air forces had engaged in aerial combat. Previously, Trump administration officials revealed to CNN that the U.S. received alarming intelligence during the escalating conflict between India and Pakistan, prompting top officials, including Vice President J.D. Vance, to intensify American involvement. Nuclear-armed India and Pakistan stood on the brink of full-scale conflict after days of rising tensions, until U.S. President Donald Trump announced that both nations had agreed to an immediate and full ceasefire. Without disclosing the nature of the intelligence, citing its sensitivity, the CNN report stated that a core group of senior U.S. officials, including Vice President Vance, Secretary of State and Interim National Security Advisor Marco Rubio, and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, had been closely monitoring the situation. However, the most alarming development came late on May 9, when explosions struck Nurkhan Airbase, located in Rawalpindi. The base serves as a key transport and refueling hub for the Pakistan Air Force, and lies just kilometers away from the Strategic Plans Division, the command overseeing Pakistan's estimated 170 nuclear warheads. A former U.S. official familiar with Pakistan's nuclear posture told the paper that Islamabad's longstanding fear is a decapitation strike on its nuclear command infrastructure. The Indian strike on Nurkhan was reportedly interpreted as a potential signal of such an intention. Although Pakistan's Defense Minister Khawaja Mohammad Asif denied that the National Command Authority, the top nuclear oversight body, had convened, media reports said Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif had summoned a meeting in the hours following the strike. On May 10, Trump administration officials accelerated diplomatic efforts. Vice President Vance reportedly placed a direct call to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, urging restraint and presenting an off-ramp that U.S. officials believed would be acceptable to Islamabad. Modi reportedly listened but made no firm commitments. Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Marco Rubio, meanwhile, reached out to Pakistan's Chief of Army Staff General Syed Asim Munir and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar. According to a senior Pakistani intelligence official quoted in The Times, Rubio's engagement was instrumental in helping both sides agree to a ceasefire. The official said Pakistan viewed the strike on Nurkhan as a red line, particularly given its proximity to the country's nuclear infrastructure.